Hiya, pals. Thank you so much for listening. Please take a moment to go give us a 5-star review over on Apple. We would greatly appreciate it, and it helps our podcast grow. The Wolf and Wookie, a WDW podcast, is brought to you by Enchanting Escapes by Lori. Lori and her team are there to help you plan your dream vacation. So whether that's Disney, Universal, or any other destination, the Wolfpack can leave the details to them and enjoy the beauty of your destination without the hassle of the planning. Now, I'm sure you're asking yourself, Wolf, why in the world would I want to pay someone to plan my vacation? You're all about giving the tips, the Wolf tips. Well, luckily, it is completely free to utilize their services. Having to pay someone more is a complete misconception. Utilizing the master planning of Lori or one of her team members will actually save you money by always price monitoring and applying deals or promotions to your reservation. They are the ones that have to stay on hold for hours so that way you don't have to. Disney actually pays them to take care of your every travel need, and they're also there to deal with any problem that may arise while you're visiting the park. So instead of spending your valuable time at the front desk, you could be in the parks with your family while Lori is on the phone dealing with any problem. Are you interested in a free quote? Head over to enchantingescapesbylori.com and let Lori start planning your dream vacation today. Again, that's www.enchantingescapesbylori.com. Hiya, pals, and welcome to the show. I am, of course, the Wolf of Disney, and I am excited to bring into the show a member of the Diz Life Group family. Kelly, is it Graham? I want to make sure I'm saying that correctly.
Yes, it's Graham.
Perfect. Kelly Graham reached out to me, said that she'd like to be on the show, and I was fortunate enough to find a time that worked for both of us to connect and get you on. So Kelly, first and foremost, thank you so much for taking some time out of your hectic schedule. I know you just started a new job. I know you just had a birthday. I know you had a wedding going on. So you had a lot of stuff sort of happening. So for you to take the time and hang out with me, I really appreciate that. And tell the Wolfpack a little bit about yourself. Where do you reside? What's going on in your life? All these wonderful things.
Well, I currently yeah. I live in the Panhandle, about an hour outside of Tallahassee, kind of in between Tallahassee and Panama City. So we have all the spring breakers zoom through our area. I'm a teacher. I just recently started a new teaching job in the middle of the school year, 4 days before spring break.
Goodness.
So that's exciting. Our son just got married yesterday. We have two kids, a daughter. She just got married in December, was a year ago. And they're about to have our first grandchild this summer.
Woo-hoo! So that's exciting.
2021 is going to be an exciting year.
That's awesome. That, you know, stuff like that really just like lifts my heart up to know that there's still life going on. There's still happy moments being made. I mean, 2020, I think for everyone was just such a miserable, like miserable year. But to hear stuff like that going on, it just, like I said, it just lifts my heart up to know that there's still good stuff happening. So that's wonderful.
Yep, our first grandbaby. I'm super excited about it.
I bet. No, that is awesome.
I don't know that my husband is too happy because I've already, you know, thrown the money out.
Oh, sure. Well, it's got to be spoiled. That's for sure.
It's a first grandchild and it's a baby girl. So.
Oh, goodness. Yeah. I think Pops over there will be very, very happy and love it just as much. It'll be one spoiled girl, that's for sure.
Oh, yes, she will. Yes, she will, definitely.
That's awesome. Very, very cool. Well, congratulations to everyone in the family with everything that's going on.
That is that's exciting stuff. And happy birthday. We've got a birthday that almost touches. Mine's the 16th. Is Mine's yours the March 16th 13th. As well?
No, there it's we the go. 13th. Yes, there I was a go. Friday the 13th, baby.
Oh, see? And I was Friday the 16th. So that's pretty cool. Very cool. So, yes. Well, I hope you had a very happy birthday. And I'm excited to be talking some Disney with you today. But the first thing that I like to ask everyone, and I think it's, I've always enjoyed television, movies, and I'm just curious, is there anything in the household that you all have been watching lately or a movie that you've seen?
Well, I've just got done watching WandaVision. Absolutely okay. Loved it.
Awesome. Very cool.
But because we had the wedding and everything, I haven't been able to start the winter Falcon and the Winter Soldier. Yes. So hopefully that's on my to-do list this week.
Yeah.
But I've watched all the Marvel movies. Big Marvel fan.
Oh, that's awesome.
Star Wars. I'm a Star Wars baby. The 80s.
Oh, very cool.
Because New Hope came out the year I was born. So it's been, I haven't watched the new one with the dragon, Rhea. I haven't watched that yet.
Okay.
I really enjoyed Soul.
Oh, yes. That was great.
Yes, that was a great movie. I actually wanted to show it to my class, but they decided they wanted to watch a different movie on Friday. So
there you go. Next time. Next time.
But pretty much anything Disney, I'll watch it. It doesn't really matter what it is, but I'm just a huge cartoon fan.
Yeah. There you go. Very cool.
Most of it's cartoon, and then we have the Marvel movies, big Iron Man and Captain America fan.
Oh, there we go. Yes. That's awesome.
Those are my favorite. And then Star Wars, of course, trumps it all.
Yeah. Well, I like that answer. I like that answer a lot. I think I'm still, you know, learning the Marvel universe a little bit, but Star Wars, I really enjoy. I got into Star Wars at a really young age, especially with the music. Mm-hmm. So I play several different instruments when I was a kid and still dabble in music quite a bit, but John Williams and that score for Star Wars, I mean, was just breathtaking. So
it was amazing. I actually tried to talk my son into having his bride come out to the Imperial March at the wedding.
That's too funny. I'm sure he said, no, Mom, I don't think that's going to fly.
No, actually, he said that would be hilarious, but he says, I don't think she'll go for it.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. He probably made a good choice, but that is a very, that's a funny choice for sure. So Kelly, let's get into Disney. And the first thing, I think I saw that you were there, is it in February?
I was there, we went in November, mm-hmm. February, and then again the weekend before my birthday, my husband took me. And then nice. I have two trips planned next month.
Too. Let's go. That's awesome.
Yes, yep. I'm a season pass holder.
Yes. So, yeah, we are as well. I think Jen goes more frequently than I do, my wife. Mm-hmm. So we went in January. We went in February. She's kind of upset that we're not going this month, but we have another trip planned in May that will be about a whole week mm-hmm. that she'll be there. I'll only be there for a few days and then she'll stay the rest of it and she'll meet up with a couple girlfriends. But yeah, it's always fun to plan the trip. That's for sure.
Yes. And you have the Flower and Garden going on at Epcot right now. So one of the trips we're taking next month is for my friend Bonnie's birthday. Shout out nice. Bonnie if she listens.
That's right. Hi, Bonnie. Good to see you. Wish that you were here with us. That's the real ticket. But for me, one of the things that I like to ask folks who go to Disney frequently, and it sounds like you do, is what would be your ideal perfect day? You know, who would you be there with? Where would you maybe stay the night if you had, you know, no holds barred, no money, all the money in the world, you know, where are some of the places that you'd like to go eat and things of that nature? So what's your perfect day when you get there?
I would, if money wasn't an object, I would love to stay at the Animal Kingdom Resort.
Very nice.
That's like my top tier where I would love to stay. Yeah. food wise, I'm not particularly picky, but okay. we really enjoy Yak and Yeti at Animal Kingdom.
Oh,
and okay. the Satuli Canteen in the Pandora section.
Yeah, that's yes. a good spot.
And I would definitely take Bonnie would have to be my go-to person to go with, and my daughter.
Yep.
Of course. So, but yeah. my husband, he's
Peter, he's getting there.
Yes, he likes Disney, but I think it's just all the I think I'm too much for him when it comes to sure. Disney. Yes.
I understand that.
So my go-to people to go with would be Bonnie and my daughter, Brittany.
That's cool. That's very cool. And I think that your husband would probably appreciate that you're going there with them and having a good time and enjoying it with your friends. I know that. So Jen goes pretty frequently without me, and the way that her season pass works, she's not blocked out during the summertime. So she'll go with a few friends. And, you know, for me, I could not go when it's that hot. August, June, July. I just can't do it. But she can. And that to me, it makes me happy to know that she's going, she's having a good time. You know, she's with some friends, so she's not, you know, all by herself. But I'm right there with your husband. Like, there are times where I'm just like, honey, I cannot go. It's too hot.
Well, now, I think now that you're able to actually get an alcoholic beverage at all the parks, he's more yeah. apt to go.
There you go. There you go.
So that way he can just have his beer while I have my fun.
That's right.
But he's into hunting. So he does yeah. that. That's his hobby. Disney sure. is my hobby.
Nothing wrong with that at all.
Nothing
with that
at all. No.
What's good about that is you both have sort of a balance. You know, mm-hmm. you're able to go do the things that you enjoy. And that to me is what it's all about. So it sounds to me like you're a big Animal Kingdom fan.
I love Animal Kingdom and Epcot. Epcot are the okay. two. The when we go next month, when Bonnie and I go next month, we're going to Epcot.
Very cool. So now, being from Florida, and I realize this wasn't a planned question, but being from Florida, does that make it any different? You know, I don't know exactly how far away you are. I would assume still a few hours if you're up near, you know, sort of the top of Florida. But does that make it any different?
It's only a 4-hour drive.
That's not bad.
To actually, I think it's about a little over 4 hours to get, if we were to drive from our house directly to Epcot or something like that, it's a little over 4 hours, so it's not yeah. too bad.
Yeah, that's not bad at all, because if you leave, you know, early, if you leave at like 6 o'clock in the morning, you're there by 10,
mm-hmm.
and then if you leave by 6, you're home by 10 o'clock at night. So, I mean, that's still a full day, I think, in most people's eyes.
We stay a lot at the Airbnbs, so
there you go.
Yeah, the trip that my husband and I just took, I think we got there on a Friday
mm-hmm.
and left on Sunday, and I think the whole weekend cost us $100 to stay at an Airbnb. So it was,
you can't beat that.
Not at all.
That's awesome.
Not at all. It was upstairs, you know, and after walking around the park all day, then you got to drag yourself upstairs.
That's right. And your feet, your feet just are killing you at that point. So,
yeah, but no, I can't get a foot massage out of it either.
But that's got to be a nice luxury that you're so close that you can just hop in the car. I mean, for us, it's a plane ride away, but you've got to pack. You've got to, you know, get to the airport early. You've got to go through security. And the flight itself isn't long, but the rest of it makes it kind of, you know, tough to enjoy that experience. Whereas just getting in the car when you're less than, you know, 4 or 4.5 hours away, that's not bad at all.
Mm-hmm. So. No, not at all.
So I guess, you know, I always like to start this line of questioning because I'm always sort of curious how your love for Disney started. And for many, it was the movies. And I'm curious for you, is there a favorite movie that sort of sticks out that maybe was the reason why you started to love Disney, or was it because of the park? And that's ultimately where the question is going.
Well, my dad was in the Navy. So I was born in Florida, but my dad was in the Navy. So we were military brats. The very first, I want to say, Disney movie that I saw in theaters had to be them, husband. They were replaying The Fox and the Hound.
Oh, wow.
And we were, my dad was stationed in Whidbey Island, Washington State. Mm-hmm. It was, we were in Oak Harbor up there. And we went and watched The Fox and the Hound. And I think that's where it went. It went, that's where it went from. So I remember seeing The Fox and the Hound in theaters. Of course, then, you know, they just replayed a bunch of old ones, you know, in the early 80s and everything. Right. But I've, for my 18th birthday, I had a Lion King themed birthday party birthday. And that's cool. We were living back in Florida at that time in this area. And that was my senior year in high school. So that was actually the first time I ever got to go to Disney.
Nice.
It was one of my school clubs called Tigers International. It was a foreign language club. And we went to Epcot.
Oh, what a cool way to take in the culture. And very cool.
Yes. So that was it. That sealed the deal for me right there.
That's awesome.
So we went to Epcot, and then my senior trip, I actually got to experience Magic Kingdom, and I've been hooked ever since. My husband actually, when we got married, we went to Disney on our honeymoon.
Yep. There you go. No, that's awesome. So when you had children, did the love for Disney grow? Did your kids appreciate it as much as you did?
Yes. Their grandmother actually had season passes for them. So she actually took them all the time to Disney.
Oh, wow.
Any break they got from school or any, she would get up at 4 o'clock in the morning and drive them down. I actually didn't get to experience Disney with my daughter until she was, Brittany, when was the first time we went to Disney? Was that your bachelorette weekend? Oh yeah, we went. I can't remember how old she was, but we went to Disney. I've never got to go with my son because he's always been, I want to hang out with other people and not with you.
Oh goodness.
So I've never got to experience Disney with him at all. Yeah. But my daughter, we have been to Disney several times, and we actually went her bachelorette weekend. That's where we went to. We went to Disney.
That's awesome. Mom, my wife would fit into your group because she went for her bachelorette party. And she should be hanging out with the girls. That's really cool. And we got to tell your son to start hanging out with mama. That's the real ticket there.
Well, now he's married, you know, so he has another boss.
Yeah. Well, at some point, hopefully the wife says, "Hey, why don't you go spend some time with mama?" Cause that's important stuff. You know, I think for me, I'm not a father yet, but I think for me, the moment I can take, you know, my kids and they can really recognize where they're at and enjoy it, tears will probably be streaming down my face because I think that I'll be so overjoyed and happy for them, and that'll be a really, really fun moment.
People ask me all the time, is like, why are you going back to Disney? You were just there, or stuff like that. And it's like, you just don't understand is you could be having the worst day ever, step foot in Disney, and your whole just demeanor and everything just goes from sadness to joy, like from inside out. So it's just automatic. So the weekend Bonnie and I went in February, my dog had just passed away that week.
Oh no.
And had some complications with the previous job that week. So we went to, I was like, everybody says, "Well, what are you gonna do?" You know, "I'm going to Disney this weekend." Yeah. And we loaded up and we went to Disney. And just as soon as we set foot at Hollywood Studios that morning, not only did I get in boarding group eight that morning for Rise of the Resistance.
Nice.
It was from that moment on, it was the best weekend ever.
Yeah.
Like definitely. Nothing had ever happened.
Yep. Well, I think, you know, and I've said this a lot of times, but there's something about getting on the monorail and heading over to Magic Kingdom and you see the train station and it's not even at this point yet, but when you walk into the town square and you round the corner and you see Cinderella's castle, Mm-hmm. Everything that you were thinking about, everything that was bugging you, all the work, all the stress just goes away. And you're absolutely right. There's just this, it just lets you feel like a kid again. And it's just
does.
Something you don't get anywhere else.
It does. And I'm going to tell on myself. Yeah. My husband and I went for my birthday. We were going to Epcot and I was so excited. There was a little kid walking in front of me. We were walking from the parking lot to get into the park and she was walking too slow for me. I couldn't get in there fast enough. And my husband's like, would you quit? That's a little kid. And I was thinking, and the mom, she was so funny. She says, I'm so sorry. This is the slowest my child has ever walked. If you want to go out around us, you can. Before she could even get all those words out of her mouth, I was like, right on around her.
It's like that sometimes. It really is where you know, you're just like, oh God, will you just move?
I know. It's like, get out of the way. But our,
put your emergency brakes on. Come on, let's go.
But with our daughter, she's having, you know, our first grandchild in August and her anniversary is in the beginning of December. So we're actually going to Disney in December and awesome. I get to experience, of course, you know, the grandbaby will only be a few months old, but still, you know, I get to be there when she goes to Disney for the first time. That's so awesome. I'm excited. Very it's cool. just,
ooh. Yeah. Well, and I think that's it. I think so many people ask the question of, oh, I have a newborn or I have a couple month old baby. Should I be taking it to Disney? Are they even going to enjoy it? And that's not the real point. The point is the people that are there to experience that and, you know, get to share in that moment with the mom, with the dad, with the whole family. That to me is, and the pictures that will come out of that, you'll hold on to forever because it's their first time. So,
well, you know, it'll be her husband's first time going to Disney too. So
that's awesome. That's so cool. So, and I think from there you sort of become the Disney family.
Yes.
And you know, and that becomes, you know, Jennifer and I have conversations, I don't know, almost every other month where it's just like, all right, we've got some time off coming up. What do you want to do? And it's always Disney, but it's such an interesting conversation because we look at the cost of, you know, going somewhere else, going on a cruise, going to the Caribbean, going somewhere nice and warm. And it's just like, what else are we going to do? You know,
on a cruise, there's nothing really else to do unless you're going to be eating, drinking or whatever. And then when you get off the cruise at the stops and everything, it costs money to do the scuba diving or snorkeling or boat rides or tours of anything. So not only have you paid for $1,000 cruise, you're still having to pay for all the stuff, the excursions and everything. So it's cheaper to go to Disney.
That's right. And you mentioned earlier, you know, the people sort of pick on you, like, why are you going there again? And I usually hit people who say that to me with, hey, listen, man, like you go out to Atlantic City or you go to Vegas or you do this, like that's exciting to you. That's fun to you. That's where you go for vacation. This is where I go and I have a good time and nobody bothers me. I've got my whole day planned out and like, it's so much easier and that's what I enjoy, you know?
And you always find something new every time you go. So
every single time. You're absolutely right, Kelly. I couldn't agree more with that. So, what about music? Are you a fan of the music from Disney? Is there a favorite song, whether it's from the parks or from the films?
I actually have so many. I have the Frozen soundtrack downloaded.
Oh, there we go.
So I actually have my husband's making fun of me right now. The Frozen soundtrack, Frozen 2 soundtrack,
nice.
Songs downloaded from The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe.
Nice.
From Prince Caspian. If it's a song I enjoy in a movie and it's Disney, I'm going to download it so I can listen to it as loud as I want to in my car. That's wherever I'm going.
Very cool. So from let's play it this way then. From Frozen, what was your favorite song?
It would have to be Olaf's Summer.
Yes. Very cute. That's a good one.
I love Olaf. I have an Olaf piggy bank.
That's so cool. That's really cool.
Yes, Olaf and then Doug from Up.
Oh, I love Doug. That's so cute. Yes. Yep. I have just met you and I love you.
Yes, and I have that t-shirt.
There we go. Yes.
I have the t-shirt and this one says the excited, confused, happy, oh, sleepy, and then squirrel, and he's, you know, got the whole look.
Yeah, Up's definitely one of my favorites. And then so Olaf song. Yeah, Summer. That is a good one. Oh goodness. I'm trying to, I think for me, I still love Love is an Open Door, which I know Anna sings that with sort of the bad guy, but I love that song. I think it's just
so Hans.
Cute. Hans.
Hans is
what a douche.
Yes. Hans was not, he was awful, yeah, awful person. But yeah, we, I just relate to Olaf so much because, you know, I melt in the heat too.
Yeah. There we go. Yeah. Summer, and you like warm time. Hugs. You look like a person who loves warm hugs.
COVID has killed that.
Oh goodness. I'll tell you.
I'm a huge hugger, and it's just you know, I just want to walk up and hug you, but I can't hug you because it's
because of COVID.
Yeah. Yes.
No, I was saying on the show maybe a couple weeks ago that I think the whole world right now just needs a big hug. And I don't know if you remember or if I'm crazy, but there was a guy many years ago who was out in New York and he had the free hug t-shirt and a free hug sign. That guy needs to come back and just start hugging people because we all need it.
We have a guy down in Panama City that actually does that, and he's been on the local news, and I believe he was on Ellen.
Oh, really?
I want to say it was before COVID hit. He was, they video chatted on Ellen. So he was, if you're ever in Panama City and you catch him on the corner, make sure you stop and get your picture taken with him. He wears brightly colored clothes and he has a little sign out there. He's the happy man. Just awesome. Waving at everybody.
That's right. Yep. The world needs more people like that. That's for sure. All right. So let's jump into one of a Disney fan's most difficult questions, but what is your favorite park?
Oh my gosh.
Yep.
Cause I love them all for different reasons.
Yes.
I would have to say Magic Kingdom.
Yeah. That's a good one.
That magic. Cause I mean, I know Epcot was the first Disney park I experienced, but I would say Magic Kingdom was the first Disney park I experienced that made me feel like a kid again.
Yeah, definitely.
And I got to hug Winnie the Pooh and Eeyore.
Yeah, see? Where else are you going to do that? Nowhere. So my next question, and I think this is a favorite for a lot of folks, is there's obviously the four parks. Within them has a bunch of rides. Mm-hmm. What's your favorite ride within each park?
At Magic Kingdom, it would have to be a toss-up between the Seven Dwarves Mine Train and Splash Mountain. But nobody ever wants to ride Splash Mountain with me because they're, I'm going to get wet. Well, you'll be fine.
Right. So you're in Florida. You'll be okay.
Well, you say that, but it was 57 degrees apparently at Magic Kingdom yesterday. Some friends of mine are down there, and I was like, they're so lucky because they're experiencing it during cooler weather.
Right.
But Epcot would have to be the Frozen ride.
Okay.
I know it.
Go that way.
Yeah, it took the place of the Maelstrom ride, but I really enjoy Frozen. Animal Kingdom would have to be Expedition Everest.
Oh, very cool.
The weekend my husband and I went, I rode that four times. Because the wait times were only 5 to 15 minutes that weekend. So
nothing wrong with that.
And then Hollywood Studios, Star Tours. Ooh. I know it's an old ride, but it was the very first Star Wars ride I was able to experience, and I love Star Tours. I mean, they updated the video with new Rays in it and Kylo Ren and stuff. So, but I really enjoy Star Tours.
Right, and as someone who's a Star Wars fan, that must have been awesome. Must have blown you away.
Yes, I loved it. And the just the whole how they have everything set up outside, it just reminded me of indoor.
Yeah, that's so pretty cool.
And I loved Wicket. Wicket was my favorite Ewok. And I actually, I've seen all the extra, you know, the Star Wars adventures with Sindel and all that. So, yeah, those have to be my top rides.
Very cool. That's awesome.
If we're going to talk about least favorites, that would have to be a Small World. I can't stand that ride.
All right. That's understandable. Understandable. I think it's easily, for a lot of people, not their favorite. I think the song just sort of gets to them. Mm-hmm. And I think it's one of those that I have to do Small World once during my trip. Like if I'm there for a long time, I have to do it at least once, because it was my grandfather's favorite ride. Like I can remember as a kid getting on there with him, and he just loved it. He'd be singing, which he never really, you know, showed that side of him. And he was very vulnerable on that ride. And I can just remember, you know, him not being that type of person. So he would get on there and he would be singing and he'd be sort of like bobbing his head a little bit. And that to me was always just really, really cool. He loved the little hula girls and like how they would shake. Like he, you know, so once every trip, I do have to try to get on there and just sort of live vicariously through my grandfather for a moment. So
yes,
just try to enjoy those simple little things. But
and for people who are listening and you've never rode It's a Small World, it's something you need to experience at least one time.
At least once.
Definitely. At least one time.
Yeah. Because then after that, you can make your own decision. Like, oh, it really wasn't for me.
Yes.
But, it's not the best. It's a little dated now at this point too, but I think that's what keeps sort of the nostalgia factor in Disney World. It just sort of gives that feeling of, oh yeah, I remember this. So let's see. What about, and I know that you said you're not picky when it comes to eating, but do you have a favorite place to eat?
It would have to be Yak and Yeti at Animal Kingdom. Yes. That would have to be, if you've never been, and you have a trip planned for Animal Kingdom, make a reservation and go. It's just, I don't know. It's hard to describe. The food is delicious and the atmosphere inside is just, it's really nice. So it's, if you experience it at least once, if you must, and then go from there, and then you'll be like, I got to go to Animal Kingdom, eat at Yak and Yeti.
Yeah, there we go. We had Joe Montour was on our show back towards the beginning when we first started this, and he was a huge advocate for Yak and Yeti as well. Mm-hmm. He said he had the ahi tuna
nachos. Yes, the nachos. Oh, yeah. They are so delicious, and it's a bunch. You can make a meal out of them, definitely.
Yeah, that's what he said. Yes. So, this is just another pitch for Yak and Yeti. If you're interested or have thought about it, that sounds like a good place to go.
And you can get a reservation to get in, definitely go.
Yeah, definitely. That's awesome. So I know that you said that you stayed recently at the Airbnb. Mm-hmm. Have you stayed at any of the resorts? Do you have a favorite?
No, I haven't got to experience any of the resorts actually staying at one. So my husband said that we save up money and we were going to go for a week and try to stay at at least one of them. So
all right, that's
my fingers crossed. I really, really like to experience staying at the Animal Kingdom Resort.
Right. Yeah, it is a sight to see. Getting that Savannah view room with the animals out your window. It feels like you wake up in a whole different world. That's the best way to put it.
And then they have the Star Wars one that's going to be opening. So yes. I'm just like, and I know that's going to be a hard one to get into once it opens and everything. So I want to experience Animal Kingdom. And then that's going to be my next one.
There you go. Put it on the bucket list. Very cool. Yes. Yeah. It's on the bucket list for us too, but it's quite the experience, and it's quite a lot of money. That is pretty crazy.
Well, there's also an Airbnb down there that is, It's a Star Wars themed Airbnb, but it's always booked. And yeah. I want to say it's like $400 to $500. I think a night to stay there. Yeah. And that's a lot.
That is a lot. And I'm sure a place like that, they probably have a minimum stay. You've got to stay for at least nights or whatever the case may be. But no matter which way you slice it, that's a lot of money. And that's a pretty expensive, stay. That's for sure.
Oh, just a quick shout out to Airbnb on it. You can rent the cabin from Avengers Endgame that Tony Stark lived in on Airbnb.
Oh, wow.
Yes. And it's booked up actually until 2023, I think. Wow. So, yes, it's I watched a video and they did a tour of it. And I was thinking, if I could go and sit somewhere that Chris Evans has
right,
I would be so excited.
That's too funny. Well, Chris Evans is from around my neck of the woods, so I think about it all the time. I'm like, oh, Chris Evans was probably here at one point, just hanging out.
I have a niece that she's a huge Chris Evans fan, and she is just bound and determined one day she's going to meet him and marry him.
There you go. Hey, there's nothing wrong with that. From what I know, he's still single. So
yes,
never know.
I tell her to dream big, baby girl.
That's right. That's what it's all about. So I know you mentioned meeting a couple characters, and I'm just curious if those are your favorite character meets. And I also like to ask the question of is there a particular character that you'd like to see more incorporated in the parks, whether that's through a ride or through a meet and greet?
Well, I think the most excited I've ever been to meet a character, and I actually cried a little bit.
Okay.
Was meeting Chewbacca.
That's awesome.
And we did that the weekend we went on my daughter's bachelorette weekend. I was so excited. I imagine I was probably, my body was humming, just standing in line, just with the anticipation of meeting Chewbacca.
So cool. Very cool.
So, but I just don't think that they incorporate him enough. Or the Ewoks, in the Galaxy's Edge and stuff. So I think that maybe that's something. Of course, that might just be my opinion, but I think if they incorporated them, they should incorporate them more.
Definitely, I think that would be really cute. You know, they're Ewoks are cute and cuddly. Why wouldn't they want to be around?
They have Smuggler's Run, so you get to experience flying the Millennium Falcon, but what about creating a ride where you're riding from Endor when they're racing and chasing after the stormtroopers on those little motorcycles, the speeders. Yeah. My husband just said the speeders. If they created a ride like that and you get experience while you're riding with an Ewok, I think that would be really cool.
Really cool. I'm all for that. I think Star Wars, that whole Star Wars Galaxy's Edge area has so much potential for more that they can do, that they can create. I mean, and we just sort of talked about it, but they could do sort of like a racer roller coaster and on a racer. I think that would be really cool.
I mean, I don't see why they couldn't, because Universal Studios has Hagrid's ride. Motorbike. So why can't Disney do it?
Exactly. No, it's sort of is a lead into the next, sort of question that I have. But if you were an Imagineer, Kelly, what are some of the things, and we've already talked about a couple, but what are some of the other things that you'd like to see Disney do and change?
I wish they would change Soarin'. So when you see it from the side view, it's not warped.
Okay. I can get that.
That is, I know there was somebody else that had mentioned that on this Diz Live, that about, if you're not sitting in the center, everything's warped going up through there.
Strange. Yes. Yeah. Mark Valentine picks on me quite a bit because I love Soarin' and I'm okay with the warped images. And he picks on me a little bit because I enjoy it so much. But And maybe I don't even recognize it or notice it that much, or I just try to look past it, but I can see why a lot of folks wouldn't really care for that. So,
I still ride it cause I enjoy that ride, but, I really think that, just a couple of the rides might need to be updated. It's a small world, definitely needs to be updated.
Yeah.
And I really wish that they would update the Jungle Cruise.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Because that is, I enjoy it, but I feel that it is very dated. And I know they just came out with the movie. Yep. But I feel that they should at least update the animatronics. Make it a little more exciting, I guess, to ride it, because it's just, if you just want to, you know, get off your feet for a little bit, that's, you know, something you could sit there and just float around and enjoy. But I really think that that one has so much more potential.
Definitely. I do think right now what makes that particular ride so difficult is the captain of the boat has the mask on. They've got, you know, everything just feels a little bit more muted. So the jokes aren't getting as much as they used to. That's one thing that I noticed the last time that we were there and we rode it. It didn't miss the mark, because I still enjoy the ride for what it is and what it offers, but it definitely didn't have the same amount of funny factor, I guess, is maybe the best way to put it. Just because it seemed a little bit muffled, it seemed a little bit less than perfect, I guess, is maybe the best way to put it. But I do agree, like, culturally, it needs a little bit of an update in terms of what it presents. But there's so much they can do there to still make it fun, to still make it, you know, enjoyable. I think I'll be excited when they start bringing the kids back up. I can remember as a kid getting the hat put on my head and I have to steer the happy when the kids can do that again. That'll be cool, but it's still a fun ride for what it offers for now. But I do agree, it needs a little updating.
Yes, and I'm a huge Splash Mountain fan, so I'm really excited about the new update that they're going to be doing with Princess and the Frog. So I think I'm just really looking forward to that.
I'm glad to hear that, because I think there are a lot of people who weren't, and I was one of those people that was like, you know what? Disney has always said that they're going to continue to improve. They're going to continue to do things that are a little innovative. And I mean, I love the music from Princess and the Frog, the whole New Orleans jazz feel. I think there's so much they can do with that. So I'm really excited for what that's going to be and how that's going to present itself. But
and they're going to be incorporating, I hope, fingers crossed, another one of my favorite sidekicks, Ray.
Yes, there we go.
the lighting bug. So I love him. He's hilarious. And I cried when he died.
Yeah, of course.
I'm absolutely sorry if that's a spoiler alert for anybody who hasn't seen the movie. Yeah,
if you haven't seen it at this point, it's been out for a while. So yes. But no, I agree. It'll be a lot of fun. Like I said, I think a lot of people, rightfully so, because it's been there for so long, but I think a lot of people, you know, are just petrified about change, but I'm excited for it. I think there's so much good that can come out of this, and it makes it really exciting for sure.
Yes. Change is good. But the one thing I've always been mad at Disney about changing was Mr. Toad's Wild Ride.
Oh, there you go. Well, they did lay, you know, sort of pay tribute to him over at Haunted Mansion. They gave him a tombstone. They made sure that everyone knew that they remember him, but it certainly was not very well received that they were getting rid of that for sure.
Yeah. Well, speaking of the Haunted Mansion ride, I learned recently on one of the voting things that, because every time I go, it has technical difficulties. And they said it was because somebody had probably poured out a family member's ashes in there. It's like, what?
Yeah.
I told my friend Bonnie, I said, could you imagine being on that ride and all of a sudden you felt like you had dust getting your face?
Right. Oh, goodness. And that was not.
Then to find out it was somebody's ashes being dumped. I mean, that's not funny, but I mean, it's like, yeah. I would be mortified.
Right. Well, and from what I've read and seen, and I think some of it could just be, you know, not fake, but it could just be hype or, but Disney World is one of those places that a lot of people are put to rest in that regard. So it's interesting. It really is.
If I were to ever be cremated, I would hope somebody would take some of my ashes in there and dump them out at least a little bit at each park.
Somewhere, you know, don't be, you know, weird about it, but just sprinkle, you know, yes. Put it in a salt shaker or something. I don't know.
My husband's over here shaking his head like, no.
Oh, goodness. That's too funny.
Or just sprinkle me outside of Walmart so I know all my friends will come visit.
Yeah, there you go. There you
yes.
Go. So I wanted to get also, because you said it earlier, that you're a huge Marvel fan. You're a huge Star Wars fan. What did you think about the two latest installments from those two creators? So Star Wars obviously had The Mandalorian. Were you a fan? Did you enjoy it?
My husband was watching it and I caught one of them and I don't know. I think if I took the time to sit down and actually watch it from the beginning, but I just felt like it was a little cheesy.
Okay.
At times, but I don't know. Like I said, if I actually sit down and watch the whole series from the beginning and experience that, then but so far not a huge fan.
Okay. Understood. And I think for even the biggest fan, I know several folks who said, yeah, I just couldn't get into it.
Yeah.
Because it's such a far off story from everything else. So I get that. I definitely would encourage you to watch it because I enjoyed it. I think mm-hmm. you know, there's certain elements within it that you know provide a great story and provide, you know, just entertainment value. I think it does a very good job. So, and go ahead.
I just like I enjoyed the movies that they had put out, like Rogue One.
Yes.
I really enjoyed. Mm-hmm. Solo took probably the third time watching it to actually enjoy it. Because then you get to see where Han and Chewie meet for the first time and how that whole friendship happened. But Rogue One was probably one of my favorite side stories.
Definitely. It did a good job of sort of tying up some loose ends that I think a lot of people had just sort of played out in their own head and sort of tried mm-hmm. to figure out, but did an awesome job answering some of those questions. And it didn't necessarily, it didn't necessarily blow anyone's mind, but it did provide some really awesome moments. It gave some really awesome answers. And like I said, just tied up some loose ends that sort of needed to be tied up for us as fans.
Yes, I actually really enjoyed Darth Vader coming in at the end and
when he turns on his lightsaber, and you know, it's an incredible moment. It really is. And okay. I do think with Mandalorian, there's a moment. I'm not going to spoil it for you, but there's a moment where you'll get that same sort of shiver down your spine. It's really quite cool.
Okay. Well, like I said, I have spring break this week, so I might do that one day when my husband's at work.
There we go. Nice. So then let's talk a little bit about WandaVision, because I know you said you saw that too. What were your impressions of that?
I really enjoyed it. So yes. I didn't watch it as the episodes were coming out. I actually sat down and watched it all in one day after every episode came out. And I'm the type of person that if I watch something I really enjoy, I will sit and watch it again later at a later date, even though it's a series. Mm-hmm. So I really enjoyed it. They did a great job with that one. And I'm kind of excited to see where they go with Vision now, because it's Vision, but it's not Vision. And then to see him, the fake vision.
Yeah.
Kind of put himself into the reincarnated one at the end, and then to see him fly off because he's figured, you know,
yeah,
I've gotten memories have been put into my head, and right, to see where that they're going to go with him and maybe Wanda at a later date. But one of the things I had talked about before was the title being WandaVision. Mm-hmm. Was it being about Wanda and Vision, or are we seeing the world the way Wanda wanted people to see it?
Yeah, it's a good, that's a good, what do they call that? Perception or the ability to see what was going on. That's very impressive, because I really enjoyed it. And what I think I enjoyed the most about it was it brought someone who had never seen any of the films. It was something that just about anyone could enjoy. Mm-hmm. And obviously there were parts of it that, you know, would have helped if you'd seen the movies or you knew a little bit more about the backstory or read the comics, but so much of it was just easy to watch television. Mm-hmm. It was fun to watch television. There was the story going on. There was these, you know, good things that were happening. And the writing was awesome. The line that Vision gives to Wanda of, you know, what is grief but not love persevering? Oh, gosh.
That, I think that that's probably like the best line ever Marvel history had to be that. Yes.
That and I love 3000. That one still gets me. But
yeah.
but for someone to explain death or to explain grief, to explain, you know, those things to a child, or to explain, you know, to even someone who's an adult, like that was such a beautiful moment. It was such a hard truth that, goodness, it was just a really, really, you know, phenomenally written, phenomenally acted out scene that, mm-hmm, I think will go down as one of the best, like you said, without a doubt.
Yes, and it's the probably the line that would probably make the hardest person get a little misty eyed.
I was like, oh my god, I don't want to cry in front of Kelly here, but my goodness, it really is. It's a beautiful way to describe grief and something that eventually, not every, you know, we all go through. We all have that, mm-hmm, moment where we're just sad, and you know, we just don't know what else to do. We feel lost. We feel scared. And, you know,
especially after this last year that we've had, it was.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yes.
So one of the things that I like to ask Kelly, and we're coming up to the end here. So I want to say again, thank you so much for being on the show. Thank you so much for coming in and hanging out. I really, really appreciate it. But part of being a member of the Wolf Pack is I like to know some of your own hints. Now, I don't want you to give them all away, but what are maybe one or two of like your, you know, Disney hints that, or Disney tips that when people say, hey, you know, my kids want to go to Disney, what, you know, what's something that I should be on the lookout for? What's something that you tell those folks?
Definitely get there. I know parks the park doesn't open until 8 o'clock. Well, you better be in line. Mm-hmm. At 7 o'clock in the morning for when they start letting cars in. Yep. Get your butt in there. And if it's the number one ride you want to ride, you make a beeline to it, because that's going to be probably the shortest wait time you'll have is for first thing in the morning.
Right.
And you just, if it's, you get to Magic Kingdom and the Seven Dwarfs Mine Train is the one ride you want to make sure you get on that day, make mm-hmm. sure you're there first thing in the morning when that park opens. So at 8 o'clock, when the park officially opens, you can get on that ride and you don't have to wait 45, 70, 75 minutes. Cause I know.
What did we wait, like 20 minutes on the safari?
My husband though, he says, what did we wait 20 minutes on the safari? So when we got to Animal Kingdom that morning, that's the first thing we did was go. Cause we saw everybody just making a beeline over to Pandora. So we went straight to the safari, and I think it was 15 minutes before the park opened. So we stood in line for 15 minutes, and then it took us 5 minutes to walk all the way to the front. And that was the first time I actually got to experience the safari ride at a different time. I actually got to see, I got great pictures of the lion. So just if it's whatever ride you want to ride and you want to make sure you get on, make sure that you're there whenever that park opens and you go straight to that ride. And so whenever they do open the rides to start, you're in line. Maybe your wait will be 20 minutes or less.
Right. Exactly. That's awesome. Very cool. Well, with that, you're good. With that in mind, I wanted to create a little game for you to play. I have five rides and their average wait times, and I'm curious if you think that they are worth the wait. So the first one is Space Mountain, and I put the average wait time at 60 minutes. And I'm curious, Kelly, is that something that you would wait for, or would you skip because of the wait?
Oh, me personally, I would probably skip because of that ride's really jerky.
Yes, it is.
And the last time I rode it, it gave me a bad migraine. So me personally, I would skip it.
Understood. Nope. That's part of the game. That's good. So the next one that I have is Pandora. I have it at 2 hours. So would you wait or would you skip?
Which ride in Pandora? Flight of Passage or Passage. Flight of Passage? Yes.
Okay.
I would wait. I love it. It's a wonderful ride.
Yes, I completely agree. I don't know that I could wait 2 hours, but I think my max would probably be about an hour and a half. So,
well, if you're going to be there for an hour and a half, just wait that extra 30 minutes.
That's true.
You're there 2 hours of people watching is not bad.
No, people watching can be a lot of fun.
Yes.
The next one is, let's see here. I wrote it down. Toy Story Mania, and that's at 35 minutes.
Yes. I love Toy Story Mania. Yes.
Nice. Awesome. Good choice. I would be waiting for it too. 35 minutes isn't that bad for that ride, in my opinion.
And you get to shoot things.
That's right. And it's a little competition. It's a lot of fun. It really is a lot of fun. All right. The next one that I have is the Millennium Falcon, which I know you said you were a fan of. So Smuggler's Run, and that's at 45 minutes.
Yes.
All right.
Yes, that is a huge, two very enthusiastic thumbs up.
There we go. I love it. And the last one I have for you, and I know you're a fan of, is Splash Mountain. I've got that at 65 minutes.
Yes.
There we go. Nice. Yes. I love it. We're waiting. Yes.
We're in the waiting game. Yes.
Yes. I love it.
The last trip we took, we waited, we got in line for the Navi River.
Yep.
River thing. And the wait time was 75 minutes. My husband didn't enjoy it. He said it wasn't worth the 75 minutes that we waited, but we did get to people watch.
Yeah, you do. You get to see all the people go by, and you know, so sometimes what ends up happening for me is I look at folks and I just go, wow, I'm not sure how you're doing. Like, there are people who are wearing like pants and sweatshirts. Yes. And I'm just like, oh my God, how are you doing it? I just don't quite get it.
I'm sorry. It's 70 degrees outside. Do you need to be wearing a long sleeve sweatshirt and sweatpants or whatever it is that you have on? It's all about the experience and everything, but I don't understand how people walk around in high heels. Ladies, I don't get it. Hurt my feet every time I see you.
Oh, I feel the same way. I know I couldn't do that.
Yes. And I just, I couldn't do it.
Nope, I couldn't either. Nope. But it's true. You see the guys in pants and like work boots. I'm like, what are you like? What did you pack? Are you okay? Like,
where are you from? Are you from like the coldest place in Canada or
what's going on here? Like, it's still like it's 75. Like, I just don't get it sometimes, but.
Of course, I don't wear a jacket when it's 60 degrees outside. So.
Right. I'm in shorts and maybe have a jacket on, but I'm still in shorts. I want to be comfortable.
Yes.
It's pretty crazy, but you're right. People watching is like the extracurricular sport of Disney World. Like, you just get to watch people, and that to me is sometimes the most fun.
I will tell you, the We went for my birthday last year, which is the last weekend that Disney was open before it shut down for COVID on Sunday. And it was Saturday. We were waiting for our reservations at Be Our Guest. I'm a big fan of Be Our Guest, so if you get the experience, experience it. Yes. We were waiting, and I had never seen people argue at Disney before. Mm-hmm. And these two ladies had gotten to an argument because apparently one of them that wasn't with their group or whatever had bumped into a child or something, and they were arguing back and forth. And typically you're used to seeing people say colorful words to each other, but it was like they were arguing in Disney language at each other.
That's too funny.
Yeah. That's so that funny. That's people watching.
People watching at its best. Definitely.
Yes.
That I also love when you're sitting and you're enjoying dinner somewhere, and you know, you just sort of like your ear all of a sudden perks up, like you sort of just mentioned, like all of a sudden you just hear people talking and you're like, what did you just say?
I'm gonna eavesdrop a little on your conversation over there. Just know that if you ever see me at Disney, that I'm probably gonna be eavesdropping and people watching.
Yeah, definitely.
That's so funny. I do photography, and is one of my side jobs. I do photography. Yeah. So anytime I'm at the park and I see people trying to take selfies of themselves as a couple or whatever, I'm always, do you want me to take that picture for you? So you can always be part of their experience.
So I'm going to tell on myself right now, because you mentioned this, and I don't think I've ever said this story or talked about this ever, but I do the same thing. I'm always the guy who's just like, oh, you're taking pictures. You want me to take a few for you? No problem. Mm-hmm. What I do is I'll take a few of the people that I'm photoing, and I'll take like a bunch, and I'll say, all right, hold on one more. And I'll put it on selfie mode, and I'll take a couple of myself just so that way they can be like, how did this get here? But every time, without fail, I do it every time. And Jenna look at me like, why did you do that?
Now you've put an idea in my head. So may have to try that next time.
You know, because it's just like, okay, hold on one more. I'm just trying to get the lighting right. And you just really quickly, you hit it and take a couple of yourself. All right, here you go. Have a good rest of your day.
Yes. That's a good idea. Thank you for putting that in my head.
That's why I'm here. Well, Kelly, thank you so, so much. I appreciate the hour of your time. It most certainly has been a lot of fun. I hope it was easy. Was this fun? Was this easy?
Yes. I didn't even realize we had been on here this long time.
See? That's right. Yes. It's when I started this was my out. This was my way to stay in the Disney bubble, because Disney closed on my birthday, and mm-hmm. we were supposed to be there. And this was my opportunity to say, okay, I'm going to start a Disney podcast. And the end goal was to get people like you in here mm-hmm. to talk, just talk, you know, feel like you could let your Disney flag fly for a little bit and just talk and find, you know, sort of a little bit of therapy with it. So I certainly appreciate your time. I appreciate you hanging out with me. I look forward to hopefully you bringing in Bonnie. That would be a lot of fun.
Yes. I'm going to work on her.
Yeah, please do. Please do. Please let her know that she's welcome. We'd love to have her. And if you or anyone else that you know would like to come and hang out with me for an hour or two, you let them know that I'm here to do that. Happy to come and talk Disney. And like I said, I try to keep it really easy, really light and fun. But I had a lot of fun with you today. I really appreciate your time. And I do hope that you have a great rest of your weekend. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you for having me on. It was loads of fun. I can't wait to do it again.
Yes, absolutely. And as always, Wolfpack, I'm going to remind you to please be kind, wash your hands, and we will see you real soon. Wolfpack, a picture is truly worth a thousand words. And one thing we talk a lot about on this show is making sure you remember those vacations with the people that you love. So whether you're coming to Florida to visit Disney or even its surrounding areas, Hinson Photography specializes in vacation portraits for everyone. This is a wonderful souvenir that you and the ones you love will absolutely never forget. Visit
Hinson Photography, so that's H-I-N-S-O-N, photography.com, or call 386-478-8099 to learn more about booking vacation portraits with Hinson Photography. Again, that is Hinson, H-I-N-S-O-N, photography.com, or call 386-478-8099 to learn more about the packages that they offer.